to the traditional millennial with Brittany Dotson, where conventional meets contemporary and faith fills the gap. What's up, y'all? We are back on the traditional millennial. I am your host, Brittany Dotson. And I don't know if y'all remember, like a long while ago, I had put out there that I was going to do some Mythbuster episodes. Yeah, that was like a minute ago. Well, they are finally here. I finally have time. We're going to take time to kind of dig into some of these scriptural passages and scriptural references that we hear people use. And we're going to break them down just a little bit, just briefly, to make sure that we are interpreting them and using them properly. So today, for the very first one, we are going to talk about something that people say a lot and they use it a lot. Maybe using it a little wrong, but that's okay though. That's what we're here for. The first one that we're going to talk about today is obedience is better than sacrifice. I know y'all have heard people say that quite a bit. And so something that I often hear people say is obedience is a sacrifice. But like, is it really though? Is it? So what I want to do is I want to start by reading this verse, and this is in 1 Samuel. So 1 Samuel 15 and 22, it says, "And Samuel said, has the Lord as great delight in burnt offerings and sacrifices as in obeying the voice of the Lord? Behold, to obey is better than sacrifice, and to listen than the fat of rams." So when we read this account in scripture, this story does not just deal with obedience, but layered into this is a lesson for us to recognize the things that we do in the name of the Lord that we call obedience that God did not give for us to do. So just a little backstory into this story of Saul and Samuel. What happened was Samuel had gone to Saul and told him that the Lord had told him to tell Saul. That was a lot of tolds. He said, she said a lot of stuff. Anyway, but Samuel told Saul that the Lord told Samuel to tell Saul that he was to go in and destroy the Amalekites. He was to not take anything with him. Don't bring anything back. Don't bring any rams. Don't bring any oxen. Like, don't bring anything back with you. Don't bring the best of the sheep, nothing. Don't spare anyone or anything there. And so Saul did not do this. Saul disobeyed. And so he brought back like the best of the sheep and the best of the rams. And what he told Samuel was, "Hey, Samuel, so we're going to sacrifice this stuff to the Lord, you know, so we're all good." And Samuel was like, "No, that's not what I told you to do. That's not what God told me to tell you to do. So you are being disobedient." So when I hear a lot of people say a lot of things about obedience and about sacrifice, and they use this scripture to back it up, we got to make sure that we know exactly what this passage meant whenever Samuel said what he said. And so to say that sacrificing or it takes sacrifice to be obedient is not really valid, because this verse, this passage is literal. Samuel meant exactly what he said. This verse deals with what Saul did that was in opposition to what God told him to do. So the lesson and the interpretation that we take from this is that your acts of service don't matter. Your outward spectacles don't mean anything if your heart and your life isn't given to obey the Lord. And now today, that obedience looks like us doing what the written word or the Logos word has laid out for us, and also what the Spirit of God reveals to us through his right now or his Rhema word, and also through the word of God as the Spirit talks to us as we read his written word. And if we don't comply with what God's standard is, if we don't comply with the instructions that God has given in this passage in particular, you can go on to read what sacrifice over obedience really is and what happens when we do this. So I'm going to read this scripture real quick. It says, 1 Samuel 15 and 23 says this, "For rebellion is as the sin of divination, and presumption is as iniquity and idolatry. Because you have rejected the word of the Lord, he has also rejected you from being king." So Saul was now rejected because what he thought was obedience to God, what he thought his act of service was and his act of offering was to God, was really opposition to what God has said. It was really rebellion. It was really witchcraft. He was really operating in a spirit of rebellion towards God, of sorcery towards God, because he did not do what God had told him to do. And so because of that, God rejected him from being king. So I just want to leave you with this. Don't make God reject your offering because you rejected obedience. Okay, so I hope that clears up what obedience is better than sacrifice really means and what it meant when it was said in scripture. Listen, make sure you keep tuning in to The Traditional Millennial because more Mythbuster episodes are coming. I hope y'all keep rocking with me here on the podcast where conventional meets contemporary and faith fills the gap. Teach me your way. So I-